Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. That's Stevie Ray Vaughan bringing us back. The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. Welcome back, and I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame, and having a great visit with our good friend Walter Kieschel. He's the author of Strategy. Walter, give us that website again, please. TheLordsOfStrategy.com.
It's TheLordsOfStrategy.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. That's the title of his book. We're talking about strategy and innovation. And, Walter, when we left the last segment, I was going to ask you this question. Have the Wall Street analysts, has the 90-day company, has the devotion to the fealty, the obsessive devotion to the share price become the enemy of quality, sustainable strategy?
I don't know whether it's the enemy, but it's certainly the totem that, you know, every publicly held company has to worship. I mean, one of the fascinating things, if you look at the history of strategy, is back in the 60s and the 70s, the strategy makers, whether companies or consultants, they didn't really look at the share price. They weren't concerned about stock value. I asked a really smart consultant, and he said, well, why wasn't there more interest in shareholder value back then? He said, well, because there wasn't any shareholder value, because the stock market hadn't done anything from 29 up until about...
Yeah, it was 80, still 81. Was still below 3,000.
It was still below 3,000. But about at 82, 81, stock price, the Dow Jones, the S&P, began to rise. And, you know, they've risen ever since. And so all of a sudden you got stock prices rising, and then we say, well, we want companies, executives, to be tied to the company results, and so increasingly their compensation was tied to the stock price. So that boils into, and then we have this worship of the shareholder. We say, well, who's the real owner of the company? It's the shareholder. Mm-hmm. So everything has to be done for their.
And why isn't the real owner of the company the customer?
Well, I think
why shouldn't the shareholder say, I'm going to subordinate my interest to the customer, because if I do that, I'll be the one to win.
There are smart shareholders and smart managements of companies that do that, but I mean, a lot of them don't.
And the ones that are really smart are the ones, and you know these companies, are some of them, who do not even offer 90-day guidance
to analysts. Think there's a trend.
And you know what, Walter? Those are the companies that are my heroes.
Well, I think you're going to find, Jim, over the next 5 years, there are more and more companies who are not offering that kind of guidance.
Every CEO I talk to, whenever I get a chance, I ask them, giving guidance, and please start running your company. Not that they need to take advice from me or that they do, but I just encourage them, please stop being devoted to the analyst.
Well, I used to ask an even more perverse question when I was doing more talking to CEOs, which is, if you could, would you take your company private now, away from the stock market?
Yeah.
And many of them said, oh, yeah, that would be
absolutely
heaven, because I wouldn't have to worry about the 90-day conference calls and that kind of thing.
Activist investors and
activists
and things
but,
like
you
that.
Know, the other side of all this is that as any of us who own mutual funds or any institutions where we have an interest, where our kids are going to college or our pension boards or things like that, they've vastly increased their wealth. We've vastly increased our wealth by being tied to the stock market. And so there's been a benefit to individuals and institutions from that attention to the shareholder price and the shareholder
value. But look at what's happened over the last 20 years, though. Not with couple of years, which has been fueled by the Fed, the Fed's behavior. You know, if you look at it, there wasn't. If you bought a stock in 20 years ago, you know, and you hung on to it for 20 years, I guess what I'm getting at is most of that money you're talking about was made from investing.
That's
what I think the problem we've got right now is Wall Street is not populated by investors. Wall Street is populated by traders.
I think that's increasingly and indisputably true. You look at we have this veneration for shareholders and say, oh, they own the company, but then you look at the tenure, how long most people or most institutions typically hold of the stock, and it's declined steadily from like a year, 2 years, something now to, in many cases, down to a matter of weeks or even days, or they're just, as you say, they're speculating or they're just trading on it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same kind of ownership that we envisioned when we said that the shareholder and the owner of the company was the most important entity to be valued in this whole equation?
Well, the companies that I admire the most are the ones whose business, mission statement has the customer in front of the shareholder.
It's smart business.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Walter, thanks for being here. TheLordsOfStrategy.com, right?
TheLordsOfStrategy.com, Jim.
Come back real soon.
Always good to be with you.
Walter Kieschel, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.